New to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is your place for honest answers.
Naturally Savvy.
With registered holistic nutritionist, Andrea Donsky.
And health journalist, Lisa Davis.
I'm Lisa Davis with Andrea Donsky. And if you haven't been to naturallysavvy.com, you are missing out. I have to say, Andrea, you do such an incredible job. And I feel like, you know, we always have all these experts on, but I think it's great when you and I can just chat about the great work that you're doing and the great work we do here and how we can help people. So we're going to be talking about six foods not to give up in 2017. And one of them really surprised me. You know, Andrea, for people who don't know, just tell us a little bit about naturallysavvy.com and when you started it.
Yeah. So Naturally Savvy is a website where we educate people on how to live a healthy lifestyle. And we talk about everything from food to supplements to, you know, just living out in the real world. And I'm a mom. I've got three kids and I'm not about deprivation. I'm really about education and just sharing really, you know, our life experiences. We've got a great team and sharing my, I always like to say it's my life online because it really is. We're living this lifestyle and we've got real life challenges with our kids and, you know, just trying to be healthier. Everyone does the best they can. We don't judge, but at the same time, we try to just help people with where they're at.
You know, it's so funny. I love that about not judging. I recently had Brian Leaf on another show I do, and you and I have had him on before. He's written great books, Misadventures of a Garden State Yogi, and he's written a great parenting book, and he has a new book. And he was telling this funny story that he was on a vegan podcast recently, and he was telling this story about Alicia Silverstone, and somehow it came up that she loved his book, except she didn't like that he wasn't a vegan. And the podcast people are like, wait, you're not a vegan? We never would have had you on the show. And I feel like at Naturally Savvy, we're not that way, right? I mean, if people, we want people to eat healthy, we give them great advice, but we're not going to be like, oh, you have to be paleo or you have to be vegan. You have to do what works for your body. I just thought that was interesting.
Absolutely.
When you said that.
It is interesting. And you know what, at the end of the day, like, you know, yes, we think, you know, people should be living their passion and talking about what's important to them, but maybe he's trying to educate people about something. Doesn't mean he has to be doing it himself, as long as he's transparent about it. Obviously, I don't know the full story, but, you know, I think...
Oh, sure.
What
he was there to talk about
yoga,
right? Oh. I mean, he was there to talk about yoga.
That's so funny. So yeah, I mean,
right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think that's funny. Well, let's jump into these foods, because, of course, this one I'm never giving up, and this is chocolate. You know, they refer to it as a guilty pleasure, but honestly, you can get your dark chocolate. Just make sure it's 70%, although recently I found these 67% chocolate chips, and I swear, Andrea, I have to, like, ask my husband to bring the bag to work, because I have no self-control, and what I'm
that's
trying
so
to do
funny.
Is, like, portion them out, and I'm like, darn it, why aren't they 70%? At least if I pigged out, I'd feel a little better, but it is important. I think it's great to look for organic, free trade. You talk about that on Naturally Savvy in this article. Again, the things that we're talking about today, if you go to naturallysavvy.com, you can find it, six foods not to give up in 2017. Are you a chocoholic like me, or is that something that you can resist?
Oh, no, no. I'm a chocoholic, dark chocolate as well. I have a little bit of chocolate every day. You know what I'm very into these days is like a little bit of chocolate chips. And I love to put them into my unflavored yogurt or some fruit. I absolutely love chocolate. And like you said, chocolate's super healthy. It's got, you know, the cocoa and it's got the antioxidants, got a little magnesium. So it's one of those superfoods that we shouldn't be cutting out of our diet, especially if you love chocolate.
Oh, I really do. Now, what kind of chocolate chips do you get? Do you remember offhand?
You know what? I don't remember the brand offhand, but they're organic and they're 70% plus. So, you know, because
that's what I need.
Yeah. And I don't eat dairy because dairy upsets my stomach. So they're vegan. So they don't have any milk in it or, yeah.
Oh, cool. All right. So the next food is eggs. Now, you know, you hear the eggs are good, the eggs are bad. I think we're pretty much they know now that the eggs are fine. As a matter of fact, there was a meta-analysis that appeared in the British Medical Journal. It involved nearly 500,000 participants, time spans from 8 to 22 years, and researchers found that eating just one egg was not associated with an increased risk of heart attack or stroke. And I thought that was really interesting. And I do think it's good to get I like the pasture-raised eggs. And I've noticed that the more orange the yolk, oh my gosh, they taste so much better. Not only are they better for you.
Well, let's talk about organic versus conventional eggs. I mean, I don't know about you, Lisa, but when I eat organic eggs, oh my gosh, they're a little bit salty. They've got a delicious taste. And eggs are good for us. I mean, the old adage of, you know, that eggs raise our cholesterol levels. I mean, now researchers and, you know, experts are saying that, you know, eggs are okay and eggs are healthy and we need cholesterol to manufacture hormones in our bodies. So you know, I'm a big egg lover and I have two every day. And the one thing I will say about eggs that I do think is an important point is that if you are eating eggs, try to make them either, you know, sunny side up or turned over, because you do want that yolk to stay soft. And once you cook the yolk, so my kids love scrambled eggs, but I don't love, I mean, I make it for them, but every time I make it, I'm like, guys, you got to have the sunny side, because it does something to the yolk that doesn't make it as healthy for you. So you really want to have that orange, that liquid yolk. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know, the other thing that's interesting too, the other thing that's interesting is how you're cooking your eggs. So for the longest time, I would cook my eggs in coconut oil, but then my eggs, you know, if I made the scrambled eggs for my kids, I'd give it to them and there was like a little bit of a green tinge to them, but I never, you know, I never really thought much about it because it didn't change the taste of them. And then I did a segment on breakfast television and I did it, it was called On Healthy Oils. And I found out that I was heating the coconut oil too high. The smoke point was over 350 degrees, which changes the structure of the oil. So if you're cooking your oils and you're using a high heat, you want to be using things like avocado oil, or you want to look something, you know, a tiger nut oil is another oil I just learned about. It has a super high smoke point of like 460.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
wow,
I mean, these are things that are important to consider when you're cooking anything, let alone eggs.
Yeah, they really are. And I think, you know, I talked to Dr. Stephen Masley recently, and we did a whole show about the smoke points of oils, and it makes a really big difference. And we are across the board avocado oil users here. I absolutely love avocado oil. All right, the next food, and this one, well, this one didn't surprise me. The next one's healthy fat, which we just talked about. I mean, you can get healthy fat from coconut. Again, you just don't want to heat it over 350. Avocados is a great way to get healthy fat. You know, those monounsaturated fats, medium chain triglycerides, they are great stuff. And there's so many ways to get them. The ones you don't want to use so much are the polyunsaturated oils like sunflower, walnut, safflower oils, you know, right. You want to stay away from.
Those are the omega-6s. So we get a lot of omega-6s in our diet, right? So, you know, exactly like you said, sunflower, safflower oil, so canola oil, soy oil. So what you want to try and do is get more of the monounsaturated, which is the olive oil and the avocado oil. I mean, these are the oils that you want to eat more of, because if you want to have a healthy ratio of omega-3 to omega-6, but we get a lot more omega-6. Now, the reason why we want to keep that ratio the way it is because omega-3s are anti-inflammatory. They will reduce inflammation in your body, whereas the omega-6s or the polyunsaturated fats, those will increase inflammation in your body. So, and what they know now, experts know now, is that most of the inflammation in our body is now related to some type of chronic illness. So the key is you really want to keep that inflammation down. Now, sometimes we know we have inflammation because we have some red splotches on our skin, or we've got something inflamed on the external part of our body. But a lot of time the inflammation is happening internally and we don't really know what's going on. We don't even know that it's there, but it's there for most of us.
Yeah, so it's really important to eat these. Okay, so this is the one that surprised me, is potatoes. Because I'm always worried about eating too many carbs. I know the potatoes aren't great for you because they're so starchy. But according to this, there was some great information about, if you look at a potato, okay, let's take a small baked potato, okay, with the skin. It provides 128 calories, 0 grams of fat, 0 grams of cholesterol, 3 grams of fiber, 3 grams of protein, and 22 daily of your vitamin C, 21 of your vitamin B6. And I mean, there's some good stuff in there. And I think, I mean, unless you load it with a bunch of sour cream or something, but I mean, I think a little grass-fed butter, if you're, you know, or organic grass-fed butter, if you do, you know, dairy.
Yeah, the Kerrygold.
Right. I mean, I actually like, I prefer, rather than the russet potatoes, I do prefer like the little, what are those called? The fingerling potatoes. Holy cow. Mm-hmm. You roast those.
They're so yummy. Mash them. We have a great recipe that we did on Naturally Savvy where we did smashed potato pizzas, and you bake them, you smash them. Yeah, it's on our Facebook page at Naturally Savvy, and it's so yummy. But you know what? I'm also a huge fan of sweet potatoes. I have to tell you that I love sweet potatoes. I love baking them, and they're so sweet on their own. So if I'm even craving something a little bit sweet, that beta carotene in those sweet potatoes, I mean, it is to live for. I love it.
Oh, I got a book recently. It's Michael Morelli. It's called The Sweet Potato Diet. We're going to have to talk with him because it's all sweet potato recipes. Yeah, sweet potatoes all the time. Now, the last one is salt. Now, of course, conventional iodized table salt is basically a nutritionally dead product. So you want to look for things like Himalayan salt. I like that pink salt that you can get. But there's another one. There's a Himalayan.
The Celtic salt. There's the gray salt, which is the Celtic salt. And there's the Himalayan, which what I love about, you know, these salts is especially, you know, I know more about the Himalayan salt is it has like something like 80 different minerals in it. And our food is so deficient of minerals, so devoid of minerals that getting that salt. Now, certain certain organs in our body need salt. So, for example, our adrenal glands, it needs salt. Like we know, I know I need a tablespoon of Himalayan salt a day just for my adrenal glands to function properly. It's our, it's the charge, right? It's our battery has our adrenals going. So when we completely cut salt out of our diet, we're actually harming ourselves. So we really need, and again, not that white table salt, but we really want to be eating good quality pink salt, gray salt. These are the salts that have all of those minerals in it.
Now, what about people who are really into sea salt? Is the Himalayan or the gray salt you're talking about a better way to go, would you say?
I would say, you know, when it comes to sea salt, you really need to know the brand, because there was an article, again, we have on Naturally Savvy that showed that there was a lot of plastic in salt. So you just want to be careful. Yeah, you just want to be careful where what kind of salt you're getting. So I don't know. I'm a big fan of the Himalayan and Celtic. Not to say that there aren't great brands of sea salt out there, but I would do your research first and make sure that it's really clean and filtered properly.
Well, I just want to say there are so many great articles on Naturally Savvy. I mean, you've got categories: eat, live, nest, restore, care, recipes, label lessons, so much more. In the last couple of minutes, Andrea, I am going to ask you about how Expo West went, because every year I don't get to go. So tell us some of the coolest things and some of the hottest trends in the last couple of minutes.
Yeah, no problem. So Expo West is a trade show for the natural, organic, non-GMO industry and natural health industry. And it happens every year in Anaheim, California. So it was just this past March. And it was amazing. They had something like, I think it was something like 68,000 people that walked through the show this year, which was the most they've ever had. I mean, it was so busy. And what was great is that there are so many new trends that are coming out for healthy living. So I did a TV segment on breakfast television. And I talked about some of those latest trends. So, I mean, plant-based anything was super trendy this year, continues to be super trendy in terms of, you know, plant-based proteins, fermented foods, you know, like the sauerkraut and the kimchis, anything that's fermented that's really great for digestion. Probiotics was another big trend. You know, we work with BioK, which I absolutely love. And, you know, anything that's going to help heal our gut, I think is super, super on trend and amazing. And then, you know, also staying fit, you know, basically being able to do things, you know, a lot of people have stand-up desks now, right? So there's a cool board called Fluid Stance that you use at your desk that helps to keep you moving. It basically increases your heart rate by like 15% over sitting. Yeah, really cool. So that was a really cool product. I'm trying to think of all the products that I brought on TV. Bars was a really big product. Another one, bars are amazing. Nature's Path just launched a whole bunch of new bars. Oh my God, they had this one bar. I posted it on my Instagram account. It has real freeze-dried strawberries drizzled with chocolate. I mean, let's talk decadence. And they have breakfast bars. Yeah. Oh my gosh, they just launched breakfast bars. So, I mean, Nature's Path is one of my absolute favorite companies. It's all organic, all non-GMO, which was really, really fun and amazing. I'm trying to think of all the other products that I talked about.
Well, something I heard was crickets. Did you find any chocolate-covered crickets or cricket protein powder or anything like that?
That's funny. Well, you know what? Crickets was trendy. I mean, it's been trendy for the last little while. Sure. I mean, the great thing about crickets or bugs is that they provide protein, but they're not harming the environment, right? So they don't have the methane gas that animals, you know, exert into the environment or release into the environment. So I think that, you know, definitely there were some... There were some crickets that were out there and some newer companies that were, you know, providing those type of foods, which I think was great. You know, the other thing that one of my favorite products that I found at Expo was chickpea snacks, which is really legumes are super. Yeah, super hot. And there's a company called Vienna Snacks that they have cinnamon and, you know, all these different flavors. But my favorite was their chocolate covered chickpeas. Oh, my gosh.
Really?
So delicious.
What's the name
so
of the company
delish.
Again?
It's called Vienna Snacks, B-I-E-N-A Snacks.
Oh, I just
Snacks.
Saw them today at the health food store. Oh, that's so
yeah,
funny.
Really delicious. And, you know, and
now,
there's
have you
one
tried
more product before we end. I've
oh,
tried
by
crickets.
By the way,
yeah,
just curious.
Oh, yeah, no, I have. I've interviewed, actually, one of the guys that has a cricket farm, and he made me cricket cookies and cakes. Yeah, and my kids tried it, too, which was really funny. We let my son try it, and when we told him, he was like, oh, cool. And then when I told my daughter after, she was kind of grossed out. I felt a little bad that I didn't tell her before.
Yeah.
But you can't really taste it. I mean, you really can't. Yeah. They pulse it into a flour. But the last product that I saw at the show, which I thought was really cool, too, was tiger nuts. Have you ever heard of a tiger nut?
Yes, I have. And as a matter of fact, I got some cookies recently from Simple Mills. That's almond flour, coconut flour, and tiger nut flour with coconut sugar and coconut oil. And they're flipping amazing.
Yeah, they're amazing. I saw Simple Mills there. They do have some, I tried their almond crackers that I really love because they have a lot of paleo products, right? Yeah, it's really yummy.
But tell us about the tiger nut. What did you see with that?
So tiger nut isn't actually a nut. It's a tuber. So it's a type of root vegetable.
Oh,
and it's an ancient superfood, which is so cool. So they have organic Gemini. They have tiger nut milk and tiger nuts themselves. And they have tiger nut flour and tiger nut oil and all these amazing things. So I thought that was really cool because it has so many benefits like iron and fiber, super high in fiber. And that was also one of my favorite products that I discovered at Expo.
Well, this was so much fun. Andrea, I love when you and I just get to chit chat. We get to share so many great brands, so many great ideas. And speaking of great brands, tell us about Bigelow and how awesome they are.
Yes. So Bigelow Tea is Naturally Savvy's sponsor this month on Naturally Savvy Radio. And we are so grateful to Bigelow Tea. They have amazing products and they just launched a brand new line called Benefits. What's so cool about Benefits is that it's a line of teas that have some type of ingredients that help us health-wise. So for example, they have a blood sugar balance one that has a cinnamon in it, or they have a feeling well one, get well one that basically stay well one that helps us boost our immunity that has echinacea in it. So I mean, really cool ingredients in their tea. So now you can enjoy a cup of tea, but then you can also enjoy some health benefits at the same time. So thank you, Bigelow Tea, for being Naturally Savvy sponsor and for helping us bring you this information. So for all of you listening, you can learn more at bigelowtea.com. Highly recommend it. They're delicious. I actually have one in front of me right now. All right. So that brings us to the end of today's podcast. I'm Andrea Donsky along with Lisa Davis, and you're listening to Naturally Savvy Radio. Like us on all social media at Naturally Savvy, at Andrea Donsky, at Radio MD, and at Health Media Gal 1. Thanks for listening, everyone. Stay well.